You're listening to SBS News.
A gun salute and flags half-mast at Parliament House, marking the end of an era. 96 shots for every year of Queen Elizabeth II's life. Mourned by all sides of the political spectrum, the Queen saw 16 prime ministers over her reign and opened the Parliament House in 1988.
In the bicentennial year of the arrival of the First Fleet and in the 75th anniversary year of the foundation of Canberra, there can surely be no more appropriate day for the opening of this magnificent new home for the Commonwealth Parliament.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese addressing the public at dawn with these sombre words.
Queen Elizabeth II has been a wise and encouraging guide, always wanting the best for our nation. From her first trip here, it was clear Her Majesty had a special place in our hearts, and we in hers.
The opposition leader was also early to offer his condolences and reflect on her role in Australian history.
She was our sovereign, as she was for many other nations of the Commonwealth, spread across the world's continents and oceans. A monarch who ruled with an absolutely huge heart and wisdom, both innate and gained from almost a century of life and experience.
The Prime Minister and Governor-General will fly to the UK to attend the funeral. Buckingham Palace is yet to set a date. It's anticipated the Prime Minister could also bring Pacific Island leaders on the plane with him. The Queen touched the lives of many on Capitol Hill. Former Liberal Prime Minister John Howard was the second longest-serving leader during the Queen's reign, after Robert Menzies.
My own dealings with her are ones that I will remember with great affection. She had a great sense of humour. She had what seemed to me to be a deep curiosity about Australia.
Tony Abbott, a monarchist, told Channel 7 of his experience meeting her.
I was extremely conscious on those times I met her that this was someone who was part of history, and she brought to everything she did an extraordinarily strong character and a very well-formed set of values.
Former Liberal Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull shared similar sentiments. A former key player in the Republican movement, Mr. Turnbull was more neutral on questions of the future and told the ABC he supports King Charles's environmental and climate advocacy.
He's a good person. He wants to do good. And he's an environmentalist. You know, but it's obviously your next question's about the Republic, naturally. But I'd just say that King Charles's attitude, as indeed the Queen's attitude and the attitude of her whole family, is it is a matter for Australians.
But Queen Elizabeth's passing is reigniting the conversation around Australia's constitutional future. Greens leader Adam Bandt and Deputy Maureen Faruqi took to Twitter, calling on Australia to cut ties with the monarchy and push for a voice to Parliament. ANU Professor Peter Yu, a member of the Referendum Working Group for a Constitutional Voice, says there will be an appropriate time to resume the discussion.
We also understand, you know, we're part of the Aboriginal community in terms of the issues about historical legacies issue, but today is not really the day for that debate or discussion. Today is a day for paying respect in the appropriate way, as we would expect in our own community.
Parliament was due to resume next week, but will now be delayed for at least 15 days to mark the mourning period. Krishani Danji, SBS News.